Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Happy New Year.
You talking to me?
Clap, clap, clap.
Get that crap out of here.
Happy New Year.
You guys suck.
Stomp, stomp, stomp.
See you in hell.
Spin around.
You're an inspiration for birth control.
And stop. Yay. Great job.
Damn, that was annoying.
Yeah, well, it's just what we do as we get ready for New Year's Eve. Hopefully you're going to make the best of it. But right now, we have a special guest, Sylvia Goth, with us. New book she has out, Diving Into Dreams. And it covers her progress from growing up in Hungary back in the day. And now she's in Hollywood, living the dream as a diver, working all the big movies like Avatar and being a safety diver on that. And you've done other movies out there. For how long have you been working in Hollywood as a diver, stunt person, or safety diver, or what? How many years now, Sylvia?
I want to say it's close to 20.
Wow.
Some years. Luckily, when I came to America and started working at the dive shop, it was in Burbank, which is right next to ABC, NBC, Disney, Nickelodeon, so all the studios.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of stunt coordinators, movie directors, actors coming to our dive shop for airfields and training. And by the time I was already a paddy course director, so I trained instructors, dive masters. And it's a catch 22. I don't know if your listeners know, getting into the movie business is not as easy as it sounds. It's just being at the right time at the right place.
Sure. It's so who you know, right?
Well, to get into the movies, to work on like big Hollywood movies, you have to be in the Screen Actors Guild. But to get into the Screen Actors Guild, you already had to work on 3 Hollywood major movies. So it's kind of like you see
catch
the dilemma.
Catch 22,
there.
Right. Or
exactly.
Or you can just go
22.
Or you go for the bottom of the barrel like I did. You know, I mean, I have movie credits. Did you know this? You probably don't know this.
I did not know that.
I was in Sharknado 3.
Oh my God, really?
As Sweaty Florida Tourist 1, 2, and 3. But, you know, for some reason or another, for that movie, they didn't require any Screen Actors Guild kind of thing. But, you know, I was a special case. Or maybe just special, period.
That's how you get in. You have to be special. If you have a special talent and you can do something that nobody available already in this stunt industry is available or capable of doing, that's how you get your shot. And that's how I got my
In my case, it wasn't necessarily special talent as much as special needs, but I digress. but look.
Yeah, about time you being truthful about it.
All right, just you be quiet, Jerry the Diver Guy. Ignore that man behind the curtain there, Sylvia. All right, so you know, so it is, you have to kind of get out there and just network. And if the planets align, you know, maybe they would follow the dive plan that kind of worked out for you, but it's pretty unique path. And that's what you talk about in your book somewhat, right?
That is definitely part of it, but it's like more than halfway through. I think it's really my book. The message is dream big, work hard, and never give up.
Yeah.
So many people in life want to become an instant success with a million followers on Instagram. And it might happen to a few people just by sheer luck. But for most of us making a living, it's blood, sweat, and tears. It's a lot of working on the weekends, especially all the divers know. You work every weekend in a dive shop.
Well, yeah, a lot of people think about Scuba Radio. We're an overnight success in 30 years. So
I know, right?
That's kind of how it works, right? But
exactly.
but let's get to what everybody is thinking. You kind of alluded to this before. You said Sigourney Weaver was amazing to work with. You really like her. You got any other tea you can spill on any of the people that you've worked with over the years? Like, oh, they were awesome. Or I don't know.
The person who's the most excited about this whole freediving, who actually went to swim with humpback whales, is Kate Winslet.
Really?
She had this switch that we're going to be diving in the water and like a fish who you put back into the aquarium. You put her in the water and she comes alive. Like, this is where she belongs to, where she feels her happiest and best. And whenever she just jumps in the water, it just feels like the whole atmosphere changes because she has this giant smile on her face and she does everything with seemingly at ease, those 6-minute breaths and dreadful dives. I mean, one of my favorite of her takes where you remember in the previous movie, The Way of Water, when she teaches the children at the Awa, the tree where they have all the hanging apple looking fruits, and she teaches the reef kids how to harvest the fruits.
Yeah.
It was the most amazing way when she did that. Her expressions, her swimming, the way she is belonging in the water like a fish. It was not acting. That woman is a water woman.
Well, you know, when you're watching any film and you see, you know, some of our favorite actors or some famous actor doing a scuba related thing, or, you know, they did this on Breath Hold or whatever, that just makes you like them so much more when you're a scuba diver. Are you with me on that? I mean, I love hearing that. I mean, she went up a notch or two on my scale from hearing that story.
And what's the most amazing is you don't seem like she's holding her breath, right? When you watch the movie, it feels like she belongs as a creature in the ocean.
Hmm.
And that's really hard. When you hold your breath for the first 2 minutes, might be easy to act, but by minute 4 or 5, you start.
Yeah, exactly. That's not acting. That's science and physics.
Yeah.
And she was great at it. I remember watching a behind the scenes thing a couple of years ago, how she was talking about the breath hold stuff that she was doing, and she was super proud because she beat Tom Cruise or something, or it was one of the other guys, and it turned into kind of like a fun little competition. I don't know, I think it was Tom Cruise, but one of them, I don't know. It was
train him for another movie.
Yes,
to do
that's probably what it was.
Both the students of Kirk.
Yes.
So
yeah,
I can imagine the competition between. Another memorable time for me is with Jim. I just love the presence when James Cameron walks on our dock and everything changes, you know? It's like the whole atmosphere shifts. And I have to say, is the only director I've ever worked with who doesn't just tell you, oh my God, this was great, but let's do it better again. He tells you to the inch. Okay, Kate, move your fingers 2 inch up and turn like 30 degrees clockwise. So he can tell you exactly what he wants. He gives you all the, if you want fire, he creates fires for you. And he has a vision in his head that we are helping him translate into the big screen, where you can go and see what's in this genius his guy's head. And I have to say one thing I love about Avatar. I feel it's undoing what Jaws did to dive.
I totally agree. Fire and Ash out now, as well as Sylvia's book, Diving into Dreams. You can get it on Amazon, or just do a search on Sylvia Goth, and it'll pull it right up. We got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.